Welcome to Torah Imecha, Nach Yomi with the OU's Women's Initiative. I am Rebecca Belazon, and today we are studying Shoftim, Perek Tet. And the Perek begins with Avimelech, the son of Yerubal, the son of Gidon, the son that he had with his Pelegesh, with his concubine. He goes to Shechem, and he goes there to speak to his mother's brothers and his family. And he says to them, please, speak to the people of Shechem, saying, you know, isn't it better that I should rule over you rather than the 70 sons of Gidon? After all, we're family. We know at the end of last parak that Gidon passed away and there is no clear leader. So Avimelech wants to go and take the power and take control. And Avimelech's family discusses this with the people of Shechem and they decide to follow Avimelech since, after all, he's family. Now, they did not choose him because he was the best for the job or he was best for Bnei Israel, but rather they chose him because he was their relative. And so they gave Avimelech 70 pieces of silver, and with the money, he hired lowlives, people who would act without thinking as his army. And so he goes to the house of his father and he kills his 70 brothers. And Yosam, the youngest one, escapes because he hid. And then the people of Shechem and Beis Milo, they crown Avimelech king. And all of this was told to Yosam, and he went and he stood on top of Har Gerizim. And if you remember, Har Gerizim was the place that Bnei Yisrael accepted upon themselves the curses in Sefer Devarim. It is a place that is significant because it's reminding the people of the curses that will come if they fail to keep the Torah and mitzvos. If they transgress the Torah, if they transgress the mitzvos, then there will be the curses of Har Gerizim. And so Yosam calls to them from the top of Har Gerizim and he says, listen to me, people of Shechem, and therefore Hashem will listen to you. And Yosam gives them a mashal. He says, the trees went to anoint a king over them and they asked the olive tree to rule. Now, according to the Al-Sheikh, these three trees symbolize three reasons or three types of people that someone would ask to rule over them. Number one, they would ask someone to rule because this person is honorable. This person is important. And by having them as the ruler, it would bring honor and importance to the people under the rule. And this is symbolized by the olive tree. The olive tree is a very important tree. It could be used for food. The oil could be used for light. But the olive tree says, you know what? There are times when I don't produce, and thus I'm not honorable. So that he says, no, I cannot be your king. The second is another reason that a person may be chosen to rule is because they bring some sort of positive benefit to the people that they rule. Perhaps the people can benefit from his spoils of war. And this, the Al-Shush says, is the fig tree. He may not be as important as the olive tree, but nonetheless, the fruit is tasty and it is beneficial. But the fig tree responds that, you know what, my fruit is also not constant, so I cannot be your tree. I'm so sorry, no. And the third type is a person who will bring joy, they'll bring security from the enemies. And that is the grapevine, because grapes provide wine, which provides joy. And so therefore, that would be a good ruler for the people. But the grapevine turns and says, I'm so sorry, I can also not be the king. My joy isn't constant. And without anyone left, Pasuk Yudalid, the trees turn to the thorn and say, thorn, come rule over us. And the thorn responds, well, if you really want me to be your king, then come take refuge in my shade. But if not, meaning if you're just mocking me, then let a fire come out of the thorns and consume the cedars of Lebanon. And who is this thorn? This thorn is Avimelech. And Yosam begins to explain, if you dealt in truth and with sincerity, meaning when you made Avimelech king, you did, and by doing that, you did good with Yerubal and his house, as he has done for you. Remember my father that fought for you and saved you from Midian. And not only did you not repay the good that he did, but you rose up against my father's house and you killed his 70 sons. And now you made Avimelech, the son of his maidservant, meaning the son of the Pelegesh, not even a full wife, a full son. You made him king over Shechem just because he is your brother? Pasuk Yotet. So if you have dealt in truth and sincerity with Yerubal and with his family, with his house, then rejoice with Avimelech and let him rejoice with you. Meaning, if you think that what you did was great, was good, and you did what was yasher, you did what was straight and what was just, so then everything's going to be great. You'll rejoice with Avimelech and Avimelech will rejoice with you. But if not, Yosam continues, then let fire come out from Avimelech and consume the inhabitants of Shechem and Beis Milo, and let fire come out of the inhabitants of Shechem and Beis Milo and consume Avimelech. And then Pasuk Chavalav, Yosam runs away. Obviously, he fears that Avimelech is going to kill him. And Pasuk Chavbet continues, Vayasar Avimelech al Yisrael shalosh shanim. And Avimelech ruled for 3 years. And according to Rashi, he ruled by force. He ruled with arrogance. Vayasar is an interesting word here. Usually we see the word Vayishpot, and he judged. But according to the Radak, Avimelech did not act in the right manner, and he did not lead Bnei Yisrael to improve. And Hashem sent a ruach ra'ah, an evil spirit, between Avimelech and the people of Shechem, and the people of Shechem betrayed Avimelech. And according to the Mefarshim, this spirit was brought by Hashem as a retribution to Avimelech for killing his brothers, and to the people of Shechem for enabling him to do it. And the people of Shechem sent people to the mountains to wait for Avimelech, and they robbed the people that passed, and this was told to Avimelech. Now, according to the Malbim, the inliers were there to wait and to kill Avimelech, but they did not focus on their goal, and they began to rob the travelers, thus letting Avimelech know that they were there. And so Avimelech was careful. He was cautious not to travel there. But according to the Radak, they stole Bidafka. They stole to show that they are no longer under Avimelech's control. They don't have a ruler, and they could do whatever they see fit. And therefore, they started to rob. And a man named Gal ben Eved and his brothers, they came. And according to Rashi, he came from another country. And the people of Shechem put their trust in him. They feel comfortable with him. And they thought, this is the guy that's going to save us. He's going to help us against Avimelech. And they went out of the city to gather grapes in the vineyard, something they were previously afraid to do because of Avimelech. But now they feel like they have Gal ben Eved to protect them. And they danced and they celebrated and they ate and they drank and they cursed Avimelech. And Gal ben Eved said to them, who is this Avimelech? Who is Shechem that we should serve him? Isn't he the son of Yerubal? Meaning, he's not his father. He didn't do for you guys what his father did. So why should we serve him? And this guy Zvul, he's just an officer. Serve the men of Hamor, the father of Shechem, but why should we serve him? According to Rashi, he was saying, if you really are looking for a master, then serve Hamor, the previous owner of the land. But what are you doing here serving this guy, Avimelech? Pasuk Chavtet, and if the people were under my hands, I would remove Avimelech. And Gal says to Avimelech, meaning he speaks so that the word should get back to Avimelech, and says, increase your army and come out and fight, meaning get ready to battle, get yourself together. And he calls him out. And Zvul, the ruler of the city, he hears this and he's very angry. And he sends word to Avimelech of what's going on. And Gal and the people of Shechem are besieging the city. They are there because they do not want to allow Avimelech in. And so Zvul tells Avimelech he should get up at night and he should lie in the field and wait. And in the morning, when Gal and his men, they come out to you, do whatever you can. Pasuk Lamed Daled, and so Avimelech and all the people that are with him, they get up and they lay in wait against Shechem into four groups. And Gal ben Eved went out, and he stood in the entrance of the gate of the city. And Avimelech and the people that were with him, they got up from the ambush. And Gal saw the people, and he says to Zvul, you know, people are coming down from the top of the mountains. And Zvul, clearly wanting to push him into this ambush, says, no, it's this the shadow of the mountains. You think it's men. It might look like it's men, but it's really nothing. Don't worry, just go on. And Gal continued to speak, and he said, no, the people are coming down from the mountains. And Zvul sees that, okay, I'm clearly not going to convince him to go out. He sees people there. So he changes his tone and he says, you know, where is your mouth that said, who is this Avimelech that we should serve him? Go out now and fight with them. Basically, he's saying to Gal, put your money where your mouth is. You said that you wanted to fight Avimelech and that you would take care of him. So go, do it, step out. And Gal goes out and he fights with Avimelech, and Avimelech chases him and he runs away. And there are many casualties. And Avimelech returns to Arumah, and Zvul kicks Gal and his family out of Shechem. And it was the next day, and the people go out to the field, and this was told to Avimelech. And he took the people, and he divided them into three groups. And they lay in wait in the field, and when the people came out of the city, he rose up against them, and he killed them. And Pasuk Memhei were up to, and Avimelech fought against the city all day, and he captured it. And he killed all the people that were there, and he broke down the city, and he sowed it with salt, so they would not be able to plant there again. And all the inhabitants of the tower of Shechem heard, and they came out to the forest of Beis El Bris. And it was told to Avimelech. And Avimelech went up to Har Talmon, and the people with him, and Avimelech took axes, and he cut down a large branch from the tree, and he lifted it, and he put it on his shoulders, and he told the people that were with him, do the same. And so they all followed, and they all cut down large branches, and they followed Avimelech into the nearby forest, and they put down the branches, and they set the forest on fire, so that all the people of the Tower of Shechem should die. And then Avimelech went to Tevitz, and he captured it. It seems that the rebellion had spread. And then there was a strong tower within the city, and all of the men and the women and the inhabitants of the city, they all went to this tower, this fortress, and they shut themselves in. And they went up on the roof of the tower. Perhaps they went up on the roof to be able to throw things down at Avimelech and his men. And Avimelech came to the tower, and he fought against it. And he is coming close to the door of the tower. He wants to burn the door of the tower. And a woman throws down a stone, and it crushes Avimelech's skull. Pasuk Nundalid, and Avimelech quickly called his weapon bearer, and he says, you know, please kill me. Please, you kill me, so that no one should say that a woman killed Avimelech. And so his weapon bearer does this, and the young man kills Avimelech. And the people saw that Avimelech died, and they all went down to their place. And the parak ends that Hashem returned the weakness of Avimelech, which he did to his father by killing his brothers, and the wickedness of the people of Shechem by bringing upon them the curse of Yosam. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilu Nishmas, Esther Bas Tzvi Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.